Karuna Jagger is the executive director of Breast Cancer Action. They advocate for women at risk of or living with cancer. So it was jarring to read the headline of her recent op-ed in the Washington Post, "Breast Cancer Walks Are a Terrible Way to Fight Breast Cancer." Provocative. Karuna Jagger, begin making your case.
For more than 30 years, multi-billion-dollar corporations have been partnering up with multi-million-dollar charities. And despite the billions of dollars raised through pink ribbon products and through these kinds of walks and runs, we have too little to show for it.
Well, talk about the money. That's where you start. You write, for instance, about the Avon Walk to End Breast Cancer, which says that it's giving money to local, regional, national breast cancer organizations. And in 2015, listed about $18 million given to these organizations. Yet, you write, about $34 million was raised from these events. And you want to know where the rest of the money went.
That's right. And this is not unique to Avon. It's very hard to peel back the numbers and get real answers to where the money is going. These walks are major productions. They cost a lot of money. We know, for example, from Komen's most recent financials that they spent $43.7 million producing the walks, and they only gave $41.5 million to research. And what programs, if any, are being funded? Is it more awareness, and do we need more awareness? Or is it promised research for a cure? Which kind of research is being funded? Is it research into the root causes of disease? Is it research into metastatic disease? And these are important decisions because those two areas of research are particularly underfunded. And I believe that people who donate to and participate in these walks deserve answers to where their money is going.
But there's something else that happens in these walks. It's that people have a sense of community. They have a sense of survival. There's a celebration to it. Isn't that an important aspect of these walks?
Well, sure. And I want to be really clear that nothing that I am writing is intended to criticize or judge the walkers themselves. There is nothing wrong with a person choosing a physical challenge, enjoying spending time together, remembering a loved one, or creating a sense of community and connecting with other people who have had a similar experience. But if these walkers and runners and their donors are intending to have a meaningful impact on the breast cancer epidemic, then I believe we'd need to see more from these large breast cancer events.
You're also very critical of the corporations that sponsor them. Your group, Breast Cancer Action, takes no corporate sponsorship money. What's wrong with a company investing in, even if, as they say, I mean, what your criticism is that some of these companies might have links to cancer-causing products. But what if they want to make up for that by supporting cancer research money-raising activities?
Sure. This is a great question, and I'm often asked, isn't any money for breast cancer good? Isn't any money worthwhile? Where we take issue is with those funds that can influence an organization's take on the issue. These corporations are making large amounts of money, far more than they're giving away, but they're also generating good PR. And I believe that if these companies who claim to care about breast cancer really want to show that they care about breast cancer, they will take the steps to make sure that their products and their services do not contribute to increased risk of the disease.
Well, and we've reached out to some of the companies, and maybe we will hear back from them. Just back to that idea of the walks generating this incredibly positive emotion that is, some people feel, as good for their recovery as any medication. You say one of the side effects of that, though, is that it's what? Whitewashes what? How insidious the disease really is?
Many of our members at one point or another may have been attracted to a walk or run and over time grew increasingly uncomfortable with the very simplistic messages that suggest that all it takes to overcome breast cancer is to regularly screen, get a mammogram, be positive, fight hard. And there's this real celebratory festive atmosphere that hides the complexity and devastation, the financial toll, the physical toll of this disease. There is still no cure for metastatic breast cancer. The general public says, well, aren't we done with that? Mm-hmm. You know, hasn't breast cancer been solved? And a lot of the messages are very misleading. early detection has not been shown to save lives. And tragically, no matter how early breast cancer is detected, up to 30% of all breast cancers go on to become metastatic.
Spreading, yeah.
And so to suggest that breast cancer is something that you can beat is inaccurate, misleading, and ultimately a lot of women feel cruel.
Well, that's Karuna Jagger, Executive Director of Breast Cancer Action, the national organization that is looking at things like the environmental causes of cancer. They don't take corporate money. And she recently wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post questioning the value of breast cancer walks. Karuna, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now let's bring in Doug White, who's written several books on fundraising. Doug, start with that criticism of walks. Too costly, not enough money to research, or transparency about which research. You say what?
The costs are high. That doesn't equal it's too much. Those costs tend to be 50, 60, even 70%. Hmm. But that isn't the only barometer by which we should measure the success of that event, because a lot of these organizations, especially the breast cancer research organizations, use them as platforms for marketing their message and getting to involve more people with their cause.
Well, let's stay with the expensive for a second. As she says, the Avon Walk lists that about $18 million total was given to breast cancer organizations in grants in 2015. Yet by her accounting, by her group's accounting, about $34 million was raised from those events. And she's questioning what's happened to the remainder, you know, $17 million or so. Is that a fair question?
Oh, it's more than a fair question. It's something that should be asked more and more. And even though the cost might be justified, they have to justify it.
Yeah.
So not only does that money go to the organization, then we have to make sure that that money is actually being used for the purpose of that organization.
Right. And she questions that as well. She says that in the case of some of these breast cancer organizations, they talk about funding a cure, for instance. But she's asking, how do we know whether the money goes to actually research that's looking for a cure, or does it go to awareness, which could be anything, you know, from pink ribbons on up? It's interesting. A lot of the comments that followed her article in the Washington Post said, is there anyone who really doesn't know that there's breast cancer right now? Her argument is, are we maybe doing too much of the awareness and the pink ribbons and not enough of the research?
Well, that's going to be an organizational question. The public can have an effect by saying you're putting too much money into awareness and we think enough people already know about breast cancer. I don't think that's actually true. Mm. I think keeping the awareness up is very important. You don't turn off the engines at 30,000 feet just because you're at 30,000 feet. You keep going.
Well, and take that up for just a second. If people are reading that article and thinking, you know, I would like to know how much is going to distributing flyers and pink ribbons, as you said, important. I mean, there are always going to be women coming up who may not be as aware of mammograms, for instance. But how does somebody, if somebody wants to nudge an organization more in the direction of giving money to actual in-the-lab research, how do you do that?
By finding out, by calling, by visiting. I think Karuna wrote an excellent article, by the way, just to have that out on the table here. Mm-hmm. And she's asking the right questions. And this is the question that I always ask a donor, or I should say an organization. What are your costs past what you are required to put into the 990, the form that the IRS requires of charities? And if you do not get a good answer or a satisfactory one for you, then I would be suspicious of the organization.
Yeah. What about these less tangible factors of these events, the walks and things? The fact that it gives people a sense of community. I mean, some would say that's invaluable. You can't put a dollar figure on that.
It is invaluable. There's no question about that. And it's, as you say, it's impossible to quantify. And community is a very important part of what we think of when we think of a charity. And I think that the breast cancer walks and other kinds of events that bring people together in a community do have an effect, a very positive effect. The question is, because we can't quantify it, does it have enough of an effect? And again, that's the kind of question a charity has to answer for itself. And the public can't answer that except through its pocketbook. I hope that these women and men who walk continue to do so, but also do so with a little bit more more awareness of where their money is going to go.
Doug White, he's written four books on nonprofits and fundraising, including Abusing Donor Intent. He's also a consultant on all these issues. Doug, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.